You're listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
Hello, it's Rodney Davidson here speaking to you once again from Fame Mission in Eastern Kenya. Today, we've traveled over to our Mano Outreach Clinic. We have our main clinic at our mission centre called Curran Clinic, and then we have our outreach clinic. Each month, we have a mother and baby day, where the mothers from all around the community come. They walk to the centre carrying their babies for check-up, for vaccinations, various things. So today morning, as we've arrived here at Mano, it's Mother and Baby Day, and already quite a number of mothers have come with their babies. Wesio, can they tell me how far they've come? These three women have just arrived now at our clinic, just coming through the gates, and one of our men, Maluki, here is translating. So I'm asking how far they've come. You're saying from almost Adjomene.
Yeah.
And how far? That's about 20 kilometers.
Yeah, 20 kilometers.
You sure?
Yeah.
As far as that?
Yeah.
You're coming from almost from Gomeni.
Yeah.
Okay, Karibu. Not a bit of wonder you're sweating. So they've come here with their babies for checkup for vaccinations. Our nurse Lucy's already started. In fact, we brought the vaccinations with us in a cool box because as yet we're not connected with electric here in our outreach clinic. That makes life a bit difficult. There's no running water. In fact, we've also carried some jerry cans, plastic drums of fresh drinking water for our nurse and the nurse aide. So that gives you some idea of what the conditions are like. But the mothers are all happy. They've got the little babies. We're still trying to educate them about the need to come for vaccination, the need to come for checkups and for help, because the majority of the women around here have traditionally just given birth at home in a mud hut and have never gone to clinics, never taken their babies for vaccinations or checkups. So it's an education process, but we thank God that they're starting to come and they're bringing the little ones here. Don't mind me, eh? Just now, I'm in the clinic with our nurse Lucy and Tabitha, and we have a mother and father who've come to Mother and Baby Day, and they have twins. In fact, Lucy, tell us about these twins. You just tell.
The twins were delivered last year on October. One twin was delivered in our facility. Then we had to refer the second twin because we had the delayed second twin delivery. But they are all stable and she was delivered okay. Now we are trying to vaccinate them against polio virus and also rota. We are giving rota vaccine too.
Okay, thank you, Lucy. I hope you're able to understand Lucy's accent. The little twins here, one was delivered by Lucy here in our clinic, but the other one had some delay, some problem, was referred to Mwingi Hospital and was safely delivered. So both of the twins are here today. Lucy's just giving, is it polio vaccination you said? Yeah. Polio. But they're doing well, eh? That's good. We thank God for that. I go and leave you in peace to do that one. And we thank God that they're able to come here, get looked after, get treated, and get vaccinated, and that they can grow up healthy and strong. Because the mortality rate traditionally in this area has been very high among babies. The number of babies that die, young children that die before they reach 5 years old, it's extremely high because of the various tropical diseases. But thank God, through the work of the clinic here, they can be helped a lot, and we have It's also a point of contact with the community. Our chaplain then is able to come now to the community, and this is his base. They know about Fame. They know what we do. It opens a door for us, an opportunity then for him to share the gospel in this area on behalf of the mission. Even here at our mission, we have a gospel literature dispenser, and encouraging our nurses encourage all those who attend to take that gospel literature with them and read it even in their own homes. It's good I describe what's happening here. Obviously you can't see, but again, we've got the mothers, the babies. Some mothers are arriving, other mothers are leaving. They'll walk back to their homes, and that can be 1 mile, 2 miles, 3 miles, 4 miles all around this area. They've already been to the well this morning to get water with the donkeys. They've come back with that water. Now they've walked to the clinic with the little baby. Just gives you a little insight into what an average mother has to do what her life consists of here as she tries to bring up her child or her children. Again, the average number of children per family in this area, 6, 7, 8 children. It's very normal, completely normal. It's not unusual even to have 9, 10, 11, and 12. So life is so different here, but we thank God for the privilege and opportunity of serving Him among these people, humble people, people with a lot of difficulties, but a people who I find to be very open to the gospel. We seek to take each opportunity we have to be faithful to their souls. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
You've been listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. For more information or to help support the work, we invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/fame.